This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Would-be teachers spend an average of $116,000 to get a degree in education. But is it worth it? A new report from the National Council of Teacher Quality says less than 10% of the programs it rated earned highest marks when it comes to preparing teachers. Sally Herships reports.
This is a 113-page report card of failure. One example, fewer than 1 in 9 programs are preparing elementary teachers for the newest state standards. Kate Walsh is president of the National Council of Teacher Quality. She says one of the biggest problems is programs are telling would-be teachers to base future curriculum on their personal philosophies.
It's almost like we were asking doctors to enter the operating room and come up with their own method for the best appendectomy.
But there's a long-running debate over whether traditional teaching degrees make better teachers. Steve Rivkin is a professor of economics at the University of Illinois.
There's not rigorous evidence that those taking the traditional route outperform those who don't.
Rivkin says there's nothing like being in a classroom to learn to teach. He says working teachers who get feedback on the job are known to improve. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.